Hello and welcome to my training. My name is Chuck Holmes. I'm a network marketing professional. Today, I want to share my top three secret MLM recruiting tips. Now, this might be a secret to some people. It might be common knowledge to others. One of my strong points in the industry is recruiting, but I will tell you, it didn't start out that way. For the first 15 years in the industry, I was miserable at recruiting. You could have had someone approach me ready to join, and I probably would have messed it up. Wouldn't be able to sign them up even if they wanted to. So recruiting is really an art form. It's something that anyone can learn how to do if they take the time, if they have a plan, if they invest in their business education and they treat this like a profession. Nobody starts out a recruiting expert. Nobody comes out the womb born a recruiting expert. We all choose to become one through trial and error, through real world experience, through mentors, through training, through all those different things. But if you want to learn how to recruit, I'm about to share three things with you that should help you immensely. And some of this is common knowledge, but people just don't do it. In fact, most things in life are common knowledge and people know what they should do. They just don't always do it. But the first thing, and this is what most people will tell you, and this strategy is the least important of the three that I'm going to share with you. But the first one is to talk to more people. And the fact of the matter is most people in our industry, they don't talk to nearly enough prospects per day. Most people don't even approach one new prospect a day. You should be reaching out to 20, 30, 40, 50 people every day in your business. I mean, let's face it, this is a business. If you owned any other business, you would have marketing would be a top priority for you. You would do everything and anything to get your name out there. You need to increase your exposures. And one of the fastest ways to increase your commission check is to increase your exposure. So if you're struggling right now and you're reaching out to one or two people a day, you will be amazed at how quickly your business will turn around if you start approaching 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 people per day. You can make up in numbers what you lack in skills. And if you're part-time in this business, some people tell you two a day, that's baloney. You're not gonna build a big business approaching two people per day. You have to reach out to at least 10, 20 people per day. Anything less than that, you're not gonna make it long-term. If you're trying to do this full-time, or you're trying to build a monstrous team quick, you need to reach out to at least 30 to 50 people every day. Now, I know what some people are saying who are watching this. Chuck, where do I find these people? And these are the same people who have 5,000 Facebook friends, 400 people in their phone. You know a lot of people that you have not reached out to yet. I encourage you to start there before you venture off into 100% cold advertising or cold marketing, because that can be very brutal. So amping up or ramping up your numbers, that is a good starting point. Working the numbers will help you. But this business is also a game of skill and strategy. And yes, you can make up in skills, you can make up in numbers what you lack in skills, but you'll do even better if you increase your numbers and you work on your skills and you have a good game plan. What's going to happen as you talk with a lot of people, you're going to master your skills. You're going to learn the different personality types. You're going to learn the most common objections and how to overcome them. You're going to learn who your ideal prospect is and what you should say to them. You're also going to increase your mindset, your confidence, your belief in the company, the industry, and your products. And you're going to have a higher closing rate as you talk to more people because you learn these things and you start implementing them. So assuming you're talking to more people and you're getting a little bit better results, but you want to continue to level up your recruiting, you should focus on number two. And number two is to focus on your target market. So let's say you own a steakhouse in your local town. Are you going to spend all of your advertising money trying to sell steak to a vegetarian? Are you going to try to get someone who won't eat meat to buy the meat that you sell? I hope not. That's really a bad business strategy. You want to identify who is most likely to do business with you or buy you or join your team. And you want to focus most of your efforts on reaching out to people in that demographic. Now, here's the truth. Not everyone is a prospect. Let me say that again. Not everyone is a prospect. Some people are straight up suspects. If you think everybody out there in the universe is a potential prospect, you are going to get really frustrated in your business. So what I encourage you to do, look at your current customer base. Look at your current team members. What do they have in common? What are their backgrounds? What do you know about them? Take some time and figure that out. If you don't have a big team or a big customer base, talk with your coach or look at other people in the company. What are some things they have in common? And then what can you do to reach out to people who are similar to them. That's where the magic happens. So I personally focus on sharing my business with people who've done network marketing before. That's my strategy. The reason I do that, they believe in the industry, they have networking friends, they have some basic skills, and I don't need to sell them on our industry because they already believe in it. Now, when it comes to your products and you're trying to find customers, it behooves you to figure out who your perfect customer is. Because here's the truth. If you're selling weight loss products, you can't sell weight loss products to someone who doesn't want to lose weight. If you're selling organic products like I do, you're never going to sell them to someone who buys all their vitamins and supplements at the dollar store. Stop trying. That's never going to happen. You are going to end up frustrated. You're going to give up. You're going to throw in the towel dealing with people like that. So smart network marketers, smart business owners, they focus on their target market. They know who their target market is, and they spend all of their time, money, and resources on an effort on reaching people in that target market, and that allows them to get much better results. Now, it doesn't mean you don't talk to people outside of your target market from time to time, or if someone reaches out to you, or you're having a normal conversation with someone. It just means that most of your energy and your focus is on people in your target market so you can work smart. So if you are working the numbers, if you're talking to your target market, there's one more thing you can do to really level up your recruiting, and that is to improve your skills. You need to understand this. People do not join businesses in network marketing. People join people. You have to get your skills to where you become an attractive sponsor to your prospect. And I don't mean this in a sexual way. I mean, do you have the belief? Do you have the posture? Do you have the skills? Do you have the confidence so that when you're talking with your prospect, they see you as a solution to their problems? Because if they do see you that way, there's a high likelihood they will join you. It's funny, five different people can approach the same person about the same business. Four of the people turn the prospect off, but one of them resonates with the prospect. It almost always boils down to the person with the skills, with the confidence, the mindset, the attitude, who gets the sign up. So, real talk here. Are you someone worth joining? Honestly, are you confident? Are you all in, or are you just dabbling with the business? Do you believe in yourself and what you are promoting? Are you your own best customer? Are you using your own products? Would you join someone just like you? And I'm not saying this to judge you. I want you to judge yourself and look for areas that you can improve upon and get better. So when it comes to skills in network marketing, the good news is you don't need to be a mathematician. You don't need to have an above average IQ. You don't need to be a genius. You just have to learn and master a few basic skills, such as generating leads, how to communicate, how to sell, how to close. Add in leadership, and that would be the five things that I know of that you need to really get good at doing if you want to build a big team. And here's the good news. With the invention of YouTube, with all the podcasts out there, with all the books that you can buy on Amazon or go to your local library, anyone can learn these skills pretty much free of charge if, and a big if, they're willing to put in the time to make that happen. And just once again, very few people join our industry with those skills already in place. When I joined, I had zero skills. That was over 20 years ago. And that's why I sucked at recruiting for a little while, actually for a long while, because I didn't take the time to learn, develop, and master the basic skills. Every top earner in our industry has put in the work to learn, develop, and master their skills. And here's the truth. The best way to do this, get in the trenches, get into activity mode, make a lot of mistakes, fall flat on your face, fail temporarily, and just keep learning from each experience. And in no time flat, you're going to start earning while you're learning and your business is going to grow. But you're going to learn more in 1 hour of doing something than you will in 10 hours of studying about it. So don't be scared to get into activity mode. That is the best way to enhance your skills. You can listen to training like this all day long, but if you just go out and implement it, you'd learn a lot more through the school of hard knocks and through trial and error. So skills pay the bills. That is the fact. You take someone with good skills, if they have to start over in any company, they can build it probably faster, easier, because they have put in the time to develop their skills. And I hope you will do the same thing too if you're trying to build a big team. So if you're trying to get more sales, if you're trying to recruit more reps, these are the three things that you want to focus on. What I encourage you to do, go somewhere quiet once a month for 20 minutes and evaluate yourself in these three areas come up with a simple action plan that you can follow so that you can improve your skills, so that you can focus on your target market and you can increase your numbers so that you can become a superstar recruiter and build the team and the check size that you so want and deserve. So as a quick disclaimer, individual results will vary. I can't guarantee your success. These are the three things that I've learned that have helped me that I believe will help you too. If you'd like to learn more about this concept, you can check out the link below this video to visit my website. I also have some extra resources there. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and I hope you have a great day. Thanks for watching.